talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're right to the front lines of history in the making. I'll say I'm going to start. There was a piece of news that had been circulating about a week ago that got everybody very upset, that raised some fears as to the integrity of our defenses in the United States. When I first saw it, I was skeptical, but now there's a development. Turns out that it is fake. About a week ago, maybe a little more, you read articles about how China, communist mainland China, had developed a missile that traveled at hypersonic speed. In other words, beyond the speed of sound, in this case, five times the speed of sound, which is amazing, that it circumnavigated the globe in space, and that it then came back into the atmosphere and came within 24 miles of its intended target in a remote Chinese territory. They also said that it was a surprise to the CIA, that we had no idea. Now that got everybody excited, concerned, and it would get me excited and concerned too, if it were true. Well, they managed to bamboozle the Financial Times and some other news media. And so what happens is when a reputable news medium reports something, frequently it'll get picked up in other newspapers, news media, because they figure they'd vetted it. Well, China, when that first came out, issued a statement saying that it was untrue, that this was simply a reusable space vehicle that they'd launched into space and retrieved. And they, as you know, they have launched a vehicle to the moon, and they're trying to catch up with us largely or partially with IT, information technology, IP, intellectual property that they've stolen from us. We're very generous. We educate people from around the world at MIT and Caltech and elsewhere, and they go back and they build atomic weapons and space systems and all, and that's going to have to be revisited, quite frankly. But in any event, that's what China said. Well, there was an article in the New York Times yesterday that got to the bottom of this thing, and it said that the technology that was described, hypersonic speed and all that, was quite old, and that there was no indication that this had occurred, and that the people who first reported it in the Financial Times relied on anonymous sources that weren't verified. Well, this reminds me of, you've read the paper, The Onion, satirical paper. It used to be put out in paper. Now it's online. It's very funny. Very, very funny. And there were two articles that they put out that were satirical that were picked up by mainstream news media, respectively in North Korea and in China. One of them was The Onion had a fake article that said that Kim Jong-un of North Korea had been voted the sexiest man alive by American co-eds. And they ran with that. They put it up there. In a way, it was kind of, except that he's a torturer, a murderer, and a thief, it was kind of a cruel thing. But they went with it as a headline to show, I guess, the superiority of their culture. Of course, it was a spoof. But mainland China picked up an Onion article, and I remember this quite distinctly, where the Onion put out a banner headline and article saying that the United States, because it needed money, was selling naming rights to the U.S. Capitol, and the competition was between the McDonald's U.S. Capitol and the IBM U.S. Capitol and so forth. And they went with that, showing the supposed degradation of the capitalist system, as they put it, and they got trolled. Well, this was a troll. China has not developed a missile capable of carrying nuclear weapons that travels at 5 times the speed of sound, circumnavigates the globe, comes within 24 miles of hitting its target after several circumnavigations, and concealing this from the CIA. So there you have it. I mean, it's funny in a way. This business of somehow attacking the United States and degrading our facilities and saying, you know, the sky is falling. Let me tell you something. The United States spends more money on its defense than the rest of the world combined. The Russian and the Chinese militaries together are no match for ours, period, end of story. Our nuclear capability is a triad. It's nuclear submarines, it's bombers, and it's ICBMs. And of the three, they're all very important, but of the three, the nuclear submarines are the absolute key to our nuclear defense. And I'll tell you what, the Navy at in Annapolis interviews a top small percentage of every class trying to interest them in going in nuclear submarines. Because first of all, you go to nuclear power school for a couple of years, you have an extended obligation to serve, and then you're on, say, a gold crew or a blue crew, you're underwater for 90 days. My first cousin, John Flynn, was an enlisted man. He was an electrician, and he was on a nuclear crew out of New London, Connecticut. And the Chinese and anyone else has nowhere near our capability, nowhere near our capability. And they never will. And they never will because it's a corrupt system that they have over there. There's nepotism on who gets what contracts for building what. In Russia, they lose submarines. They had one submarine that got lost right when Vladimir Putin took over as president. He was on vacation. The United States and Sweden offered to retrieve it. The crew was down there. They had 36 hours of oxygen. Putin said, we're not going to have other people do it. We'll do it. I'll be back from vacation. By the time he came back, they had all died. And nobody dared say anything because that is a terror state and they would have been retaliated against. China, the same thing. They simply do not have not only the technology, but they don't have the discipline and they don't have the knowledge to have a decent nuclear submarine fleet. Go to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Something a little different. The voting rights bill that the Republicans know. You know, Matt, I would call the Republicans sore losers, but in reality, to me, they're more morally corrupt cowards and cheaters. They want to game this thing before the vote even happens. You know, what's next with them, a poll tax? This is just ridiculous what's going on. And I remember something, too, that I used to watch William F. Buckley's show many years ago, okay? And this was probably 30-plus years ago, and he was lamenting the fact that barely 50% of the people, and sometimes less, vote for President of the United States, and that's not a good thing. But he, in that pompous way, he sat back in his chair, and he goes, who is he actually president of? Well, who is he president of if you elect him with that few people? And they're going to do everything they can do to try and have the fewest, or just, you know, game the system. Like I said, have the people that we want vote, or worse yet, we'll just change the votes after it's happened. This thing with the voting rights bill is just the most egregious thing. And Portman, Romney, what do they have to lose? Nothing. Stand up. They even went along with Mitch McConnell on this.
Right. Yeah, what Dick's referring, that's a good point, Dick. And what you're referring to is that the Senate, Moscow Mitch, they voted down this revised watered-down voting bill, which they had massaged to please Joe Manchin, the Democrats, had 50 Democratic votes, but it needed 10 Republican votes to surmount the filibuster. Moscow Mitch filibustered it. And so that's two iterations that have been filibustered. Now the word is, the inside word is, they're going to come out with another one called the John Lewis Act. It's even more watered down, hoping that the 10 Republicans will respect John Lewis. I got news for you. 10 Republicans will not respect John Lewis. One Republican won't respect John Lewis, and it'll get down again. And I think what Schumer is trying to do is put these people on record on shooting it down. It's not going to do any good because the constituents that elect them apparently don't want voting rights. The Republican Party, I'll say this again, is hitting voting. They're committing voting fraud on two sides going into it. In other words, you're going to have very little absentee voting, few drop boxes, broken voting machines, people thrown off the rolls. And then if you finally manage to vote and a Democrat wins, remember something, the votes will be counted by the Republican gerrymandered legislatures, not by secretaries of state or professional elections board. And Stalin's dictum is still true. Stalin said, doesn't matter who the people vote for, matters. What matters is who counts the votes. This is an ongoing fraud. The Republican Party is doing it simply to keep themselves in power. They do not care about democracy. They're attacking democracy. It's time that we stand up. We're going to a break. The lines are live. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. Lines are live, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.